Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Steve Curtin, the author of the best-selling book, Delight Your Customers, and is a globally known expert and speaker on customer service management and leadership. He was rated fourth by Global Guru in its annual listing of the top 30 customer service experts in the world. His new book is The Revelation Conversation, Inspire Greater Employee Engagement by Connecting to Purpose. And Mr. Curtin, an honor to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Wow, thank you for that warm introduction, Eric.
You're more than welcome and most deserving as well. Thanks for your time. So tell us, does your second book, The Revelation Conversation, connect to your first book, Delight Your Customers, in any way? Let's start there.
Well, it does. In my first book, Delight Your Customers, I shared the anatomy of a job role, which essentially dissects a job role into three components: possessing adequate job knowledge, demonstrating sufficient job skills, and reflecting job purpose, which is the single highest priority of the job role. And in the second book, The Revelation Conversation, I share a question that a supervisor, that a manager, that a leader can use to initiate a conversation that exposes, that reveals the totality of a job role. Because what I found in my consulting work is that most people are aware of what they need to do and how they need to do it. That's possessing adequate job knowledge and demonstrating sufficient job skills, but they're completely unaware of the single highest priority of the job role, their job purpose.
Certainly some intriguing information to get things kicked off here today. Now, in the opening chapter, you talk about two journeys. What are those two journeys? Get into those details.
Well, when I talk about job purpose, a lot of people think, or they actually conflate it. They meld it together with higher aspirations for your life, for your life purpose. And some organizations endeavor to align a prospective applicant's life purpose with their purpose at work. And while that may apply in certain specific situations, you know, for instance, if I want to go to work for the Sierra Club or Greenpeace, or if I want to go to work in the clergy or in medicine, there may be more one-to-one alignment between my purpose in life and my vocational purpose. But for the great majority of employees, they're on two journeys. They're on a journey of self-discovery, that's their life purpose, and they're on a journey of self-improvement, which is their purpose at work. But they're two independent journeys, and I think it's a mistake to conflate them. I think that somebody's vertical journey of self-discovery is very intimate, very private, unless they're willing to share, whereas somebody's horizontal journey of self-improvement aligns with work. It's very public. Others are on the same journey, and it's something that you can engage with and discuss as a supervisor, as a manager, as a leader.
Now, Mr. Curtin, looking at another aspect here, what do you mean by the totality of a job role?
Yeah, well, the totality of a job role are those three elements that I mentioned in the introduction. Most supervisors, most managers are aware of two of the three. And because of their disconnectedness and their lack of awareness, frontline employees are only aware of the same two aspects of their job role. And that's essentially what they do and how they do it. They know they need to possess adequate job knowledge, demonstrate sufficient job skills in order to be competent. And the end in mind, or the end goal of both the employee in that scenario and the supervisor, is competency. But the totality of a job role suggests, wait a minute, there's a third element of every job role, and that is job purpose, the employee's single highest priority at work. And what I found is most employees are completely unaware of this aspect of their job role, and that is because their supervisor is unaware of it.
Really awesome to have you with us here today to talk on customer service management and leadership. We never can get enough of that information. Today, we're joined by Steve Curtin, who is a globally known expert and speaker on customer service management and leadership. His new book is The Revelation Conversation: Inspire Greater Employee Engagement by Connecting to Purpose, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are the four questions that employees should be asking? And why are those four questions so important?
Well, the four questions are, what is my purpose at work? In other words, why does my particular job role, my unique contribution to the organization's purpose, why does my job role exist? What is my purpose at work? That's question one. Question two is, what values guide my actions and behaviors at work? In other words, what does this organization stand for? What are its core values? Question three is, what purposeful actions and behaviors do I exhibit at work? In other words, what behaviors and actions do I demonstrate in support of the core values, so that the core values just don't exist simply as an imitative list, but the actions and behaviors from question three put teeth in them? And then the final question, question four, what is my team's aspirational goal? What do we aspire to?
Just hearing you cover those four questions, it makes a lot of sense why an employee should be asking those particular questions. Now, how do you connect an employee's daily work activities to the organization's purpose?
Well, let's use an example that many in your audience can identify with, and that's a full-service restaurant. If I were a general manager in a full-service restaurant, let's say the organizational purpose, our single highest priority, our reason for being as a full-service restaurant, is to surprise and delight our guests. If that's the case, then when I am in the process of training a newly hired server, I will make them aware of the purpose of their job role, their single highest priority, which is to surprise and delight each guest. And then what I could do to make that actionable is I could say, you know, we offer an amuse-bouche or a chef's taste for every guest in our restaurant. In other words, we may have, for instance, a sample of a coconut curry soup that the chef has prepared, and we will make that available complimentary to each guest as a delighter, as a way to surprise them. And what I've found is, when doing that, it's really a win-win, because the operation benefits, the server receives more in terms of his or her gratuity, and by the way, we tend to sell more coconut curry soup. So that's a way to make the purpose actionable in a restaurant environment.
That right there is a fantastic example and a great response as well. Now, how does the approach you advocate for in your book inspire greater employee engagement? Get into that a little, if you would.
Correct. And the book is really divided into three parts. The first part is to reveal, and we've talked about that, reveal the totality of a job role. The second part is to connect, and we just talked about that, to connect daily work activities to the organizational purpose or the single highest priority of the job role. And the third section of the book is to inspire, and that is to create an esprit de corps and the common pursuit of the staff in the direction of accomplishing a aspirational goal, which has been set by their immediate supervisor. And so, in response to your question, how does it inspire employee engagement? Well, I'll tell you, by revealing the totality of a job role, that right there creates an awareness that, in the absence of the revelation conversation, in the absence of that awareness, I define my job strictly in terms of job functions. And those are the duties and tasks associated with my job role. I'm completely unaware of the purpose, the highest priority of my job role. So the meaning that comes from that is absent. So just by virtue of sharing the totality of a job role, that in and of itself increases engagement. So does connecting the daily work activities to the higher purpose of the organization. As I described in the restaurant example, it's a byproduct of doing that that the employee is his or her engagement level has increased. And it's really no surprise, because the same thing happens, Eric, when a manager that has credibility and respect with his or her staff, when they engage in a one-on-one conversation, especially about the employee's development, by virtue of having that conversation, engagement increases. By virtue of recognizing an employee's contribution in the workplace, either by a customer may acknowledge that, or his or her a supervisor may acknowledge that, that increases engagement. And just even things like formal classroom training, where the employee sees the employer making an investment in their development, that in and of itself increases engagement. So all of these provide an upward spiral of engagement.
Once again, Mr. Curtin, we really do appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Before you go in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, anything else you'd like to add, maybe a takeaway or a final tip or any other thought as we do conclude today?
Yeah, well, the thing is to just do it. You know, I'm obviously promoting a book, The Revelation Conversation. There are a series of exercises in that book that are designed to equip the reader to hold a revelation conversation. But if they put the book down and say, hey, that was interesting, there's some good stuff in there, and they don't initiate the one-on-one revelation conversation, then it's all for naught. So I would say, have that conversation.
That's some great advice. You've got a book, you've got a resource, and reading it only is not going to do you any good unless you put it into action. And that can apply in a lot of other areas as well. We really do appreciate it. And Steve, hit that website where listeners can not only get more information on yourself, but also where they could best pick up the book and get details on the book online as well.
Well, you could find me at my website, and it's my name, Steve Curtin, CURTIN.com.
And that's about as easy as it gets, and that works perfectly. Again, Mr. Curtin, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steve Curtin, who is a globally known expert and speaker on customer service management and leadership. His new book is The Revelation Conversation: Inspire Greater Employee Engagement by Connecting to Purpose. And for further information and details, visit stevecurtin.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.